You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Timothy Larry wants his mother to sell her Georgia property to him. But there's one problem. His mother leases the land to Larry's father, Edward Larry, and his stepmother. Son Timothy Larry enters his father's home, sets a stack of papers on fire, and throws the papers onto a mattress in a bedroom. Edward Larry runs out before the home's engulfed, but his wife and their three pets do not make it out.
Nancy, when police arrive on scene, flames are erupting from the roof and doors, preventing first responders from attempting to rescue anyone inside. Edward Larry explains son Timothy Larry set the home on fire, and the younger Larry admits that he is responsible. As Timothy Larry is driven from the scene in the back of a police car, he looks back at the burned-out trailer and says, "Yeah, let him get your ashes."
The son, Timothy Larry, age 30, now charged with arson, ag assault, and felony murder. In a hilarious 911 call, a Lufkin, Texas couple tells a dispatcher they weren't sure who to call after they see a kangaroo hopping down the street. The couple goes on to say they initially thought the kangaroo was a dog, but their suspicions were confirmed when it hopped across the street in front of their car. Through laughter, the operator sends animal control officers who track down the worried and apologetic owner, Shelby Larry. Larry admits she accidentally left a gate unlocked. Red, the kangaroo, alongside a second escaped kangaroo, Hopper, are returned home safely. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Pennsylvania, where authorities say human remains have been discovered in the former home of a man found guilty earlier this month of killing his wife. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Before she vanished in October of 2018, Nancy Giles and her then 48-year-old husband, Brian Giles, shared an apartment. Her body was discovered in May of 2019, buried in a shallow grave next to a hillside trail in downtown Johnston, Pennsylvania, about 65 miles east of Pittsburgh. The Johnstown Tribune Democrat is reporting that following roughly an hour of deliberation, Cambria County jurors found Brian Giles guilty of first-degree murder and aggravated assault in connection with Nancy Giles' death. Giles stated he wants everyone to know he is innocent as he was let out of the courthouse. The defense's Timothy Burns described their result as disappointing and announced that the team would consider its alternatives. Burns had previously mentioned his client's report of mental health issues. Following a tip about a potential body, investigators searched Giles' previous home in the city's Kernville neighborhood. In addition to describing the death as highly suspicious and promising a thorough and lengthy investigation, coroner Jeffrey Lees confirmed that human remains had been discovered in the home's basement. Following an autopsy, Lees says that the remains will be sent to Mercyhurst University in Erie for additional forensic testing. Based on the findings of that investigation, Lees said he would then rule on the cause and manner of death. According to Lees, identifying the remains would be of utmost importance. Officials say that Giles' girlfriend, Jillie Todaro, also lived in the home after Giles' wife disappeared in December of 2020. Todaro remains missing, and officials declined to disclose whether the search is related to that case, in which no charges have been filed.
Burns, Giles' attorney during the trial over Nancy Giles' death, has so far not commented on the remains found at the home. Now to Maine, as the motorist responsible for a fiery collision that killed four fellow Maine Maritime Academy students in December of 2022 has now been sentenced to 3 years in prison for manslaughter. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
North Babylon, New York resident Joshua Gonzalez Ratting entered a guilty plea to charges of manslaughter and aggravated drunken driving. Investigators say that when the SUV that he was driving hit a tree and caught fire, Gonzalez Ratting was traveling between 106 and 111 miles per hour. Officials reported that the deceased were 20-year-old Riley Ignacio Cameron of Aquinnah, Massachusetts, 22-year-old Luke Simpson of Rockport, Massachusetts, 21-year-old Chase Fawcett of Gardner, Maine, and 20-year-old Brian Keneally of York, Maine. Along with Gonzalez Ratting, two other students survived, Dominic Gakoya, whose father owned the Land Rover in which the students were riding, and Noel Tavares, both of Massachusetts.
The crash occurred after the students had gone out following the semester's final day of classes.
Thanks, John. Danielle Lopez, 37, extremely close with her mom, Sue Quackenbush, after losing her grandfather, her father, and both of her brothers. Lopez and her mom have a long phone call, and Lopez says she plans to go camping over the weekend at Brendan Byrne State Forest, about 40 minutes from her New Jersey home. When Monday rolls around and Quackenbush has not heard from daughter Danielle, she reports Danielle missing. Danielle's car is found disabled in the remote Penn State Forest in the opposite direction of home. Surveillance video last shows Danielle stopping at a Wawa's convenience store. It appears she's in no distress and she's with someone. Danielle Lopez, 5'4", 135 pounds. She's got green eyes, brown hair with blonde tips, and she wears glasses. Police suspect there may be foul play. Danielle missing 6 weeks. If you have info on Danielle Lopez, please call New Jersey State Police, 609-882-2000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.